One of the themes of the week was the machlokes between the Mishkanes Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim, with regards to some of the Eruvin that existed in the 19th century in the big cities, where the Mishkanes Yaakov said he believes the time has come that we have to be moicha. In fact, Rabbi Binufel just gave me a sefer that this is literally an entire sefer that was written on the tshuvas of the Beis Ephraim and of the Mishkanes Yaakov with a commentary on the bottom. So I mean, literally, svarim have been written on the machlokes between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkanes Yaakov. These were tshuvas, but they're more like svarim that are and kutresin that are inside these tshuvas. But either way, the Mishkanes Yaakov felt that based on the halacha of Asi Rabim Umavatal Mechitzta, and based on the fact that a Rosh Hashanah Rabim doesn't necessarily need Shish and Riboy, see, he felt that most of the big cities are in Europe were Rosh Hashanah Rabim. If they're Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you can't just make a Tzuras HaPesach. And he was very, very disturbed and disappointed about what was going on. And even though he knew the Minhag Yisrael always was to have a Reuven, but at the same time, he felt the time had come that somebody had to make a statement and somebody had to be Moicha. And this is what he did. He said that you have to be Moicha. The Beis Ephraim defended the minig in Klal Yisrael. The tshuvas of the Mishkanes Yaakov were written to the Beis Ephraim. And Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, also the author of Matta Ephraim and Yonah Diyoyme, he fought back. And he said that I understand where you're coming from, but minig Yisrael Torah, and we have to be miyash of the minig. And we have to say that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asi Rabim Umavata Mechitzta, really like Asi Rabim Umavata Mechitzta. And you have to say that, you know, even though there are many Rishonim that hold, you have a Rishus Rabim, even if you don't have 600,000 people living in the city or traveling through the city, but there's also Yeshayim Rishonim that you do have to have 600,000 people. There's a Mechaber in Simon Shin Gimel that says that we don't have Rishus HaRabims today. Why not? Probably because we don't have 600,000. So you see, that's a legitimate cheat. And if that's the case, our big cities are not Rishus HaRabim. Really, all they are is a Carmelist. If they're a Carmelist, you could be Ma'ar of a Carmelist with an Erev. But the bottom, with a Tzuras HaPesach. The bottom line is, this is some of the raid that we spoke about. Now the truth is, there's another element, there's another knetch to this whole discussion. Again, we're just touching this from the surface. But there's another piece that goes in. Mishkanes Yaakov is championing the halacha, the chura. The Beis Ephraim is standing up for Ma'am Advar, Minig Yisrael Torah. But there really is another piece, and that is that there was always a thought amongst the Gedolei Yisrael that the right thing to do is to make an Erev. Meaning, an Erev is not like, Adiya Adonish. You want to make an Erev Tavshilin? O Shekein, O Shalal, whatever. But you'll go to your neighbor's house, worse comes to worse. And when it comes to Eruv HaChatzeros, there was a thought that you're supposed to have an Eruv HaChatzeros. And it's not just something that you could do or something that you cannot do. But rather, this is something that's very, very much important. And Exhibit A, just to bring out this point, is a Tshuva Chassam Sofer. There's a Tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. It's an early Tshuva, it's an Erech Chaim, it's Tshuva Tzadik Tes. And he was talking about this idea. One of his Talmidim sent him the Shaila. How important is it to make an Erev? So he says like this, just read a few excerpts. Stavar ze ein etzarech lefnim, ule raya. You don't need me for this. V'umen ha-seichel, v'umen ha-mavur, lehedya b'divrei chazal. Ha-seichel mechayev, v'ashe yodua she-shmiras, yom Shabbos Kodesh, me-ha-sois kol chefetz, hu ha-tzleinu me-mitzvahs ha-roshiyas. Shabbos is one of the most important mitzvahs. Misha inu me-shabbos kil-chase, if somebody doesn't keep Shabbos properly, ha-reo ke-koifer, u-mumir, b'chol ha-toyra kulo, ke-mavur be-erevin, samach tasa man-alf, one of the sugyas that are coming up. V'isra ha-itzom, rishus ha-rabn, rishus ha-yochid, so if that's the case, carrying is one of the lamatas malachas. An Erev would prevent carrying. So he says, to me, it's a davar pashit that if there's something we can do to fix this problem, that you're not going to have an issue, certainly you should do that. The kol kachamer adavar, carrying is so chamer. So we could have inserted right now that the Chachamu and Mevatel Pia Shofer and Dalad Minin and Mikra Megillah Shemi Yavi Reno Dalad Amos Shoser Rabim. He says a different punchline. The Kol Chachamu Adaber Achan Filu Ba'Inis Deleika Perik Kol Kisvei Masech Teshavas. There's a fire burning. Chas V'Sholom Lehi Tiru Lahatzel Lechotzer She'Enem Urevis. Not only are you not allowed to, you go back, learn that hard Gemara. There was one Erev in Gemara in Perik Kol Kisvei that talked about these halachas. Go back, learn the Gemara now. It's a little more geshmak. You understand what a mavi is and a mavi mafulish and enem foolish, Ayin Shom. But regardless, that Gemara spoke about that even to carry, you're saving something from a fight. You know what's going on? Even to a Chatz Shein Merevis is very chumr. So you see that this is something that's very, very important. Then he goes on to say that it's also very, very important for us to make sure we don't let our children be Mechal Shabbos. It says in the Torah, Atu, Vincho, Vitecha, your children are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You know how hard it is to make sure that your children aren't going to carry? This is something that's very obvious is going to be a very difficult thing for you to stop. So based on that, there's no question, Vaham Dover Mutam skipping, Allah Rav, Atamul Chachem Shabir, Lesakin, Hamavois. Vim Lav, and if he doesn't do that. Michshol v'koyvara amal tzavari. If you're a rav in a kehila and you have an opportunity to make an eruv and you don't make an eruv, and then people go ahead and carry, so literally michshol v'koyvara amal tzavari. Kedamrina, and he quotes the Gemara eruv in Samaches, where the Gemara says Rabbi Bar Chana told Abai, they came to Rabbi Chana and they asked him this whole halacha shaila, famous Gemara where there was a bris milah on Shabbos ishtape chamime, and they had to carry hot water. Amir la'akum. It's a very intense Gemara. So Rabbi Chana said, I understand, there was no eruv. So he said there was no Erev. So he turned to them and he told them, Mevoye de Ispe Gavri Ravrivi Kirabonon. You know the Rabbanon what? Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Rabbi, and Abaya. Loi Lahavi, but Loi Erev, Loi Shituf. And Abaya started like squirming a little bit. Vahutrich Abaya Shom Lehisnatzel, Alamechshelo Shetachaz. He says, you have to realize, Rabbi couldn't do it, I couldn't do it. It was a very hard thing to do. But says Chassam Sofer, what do you take out of that Gemara? You take out of that Gemara how important it is to do. Then he says what we spoke out last week from the Chassam Sofer in his Chedushim, Amasech Shabbos Daf Yudalev. He says that's why when Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin Erev and there was a Baskel. Why was there a Baskel? He says the reason was a Baskel is not because of the Gzeira that he made, it was because of the Takono, the Tikkun. So you see, there was a whole Baskel that came out. And then he goes on, he says, you see, you make a bracha on an Erev. And he struggles. He says, why do you make a bracha on the Erev? What's the bracha on? On the Isserite Tzah. You don't make a bracha on an Isserite Tzah. You don't make a bracha on Isurim. Elamai, the bracha is on the tikkun. He says, if you're making a bracha on the tikkun, so you see what a double chash of it is. And he ends, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Nasan Belev Melochim, V'Saganim, V'Sorim, Asher Am Hashem Chayzim. He gives a shvach v'idot to the Ebershto. He brings that the Chevra in Presburg, all the Rosh Hakul. He's talking about the non-Jewish, the Gentiles. They used to come to the city, and they saw the Tzuras of Pesach, and never gave him a hard time. And he says, Mechazdei Hashem, that they allow us to do it. But the bottom line is, he told the Shoyl that you want to know what my feeling is that when it comes to an Erev, you have to have an Erev. It's something that you have to do. You have to figure out a way to try to make an Erev. It's something that's very, very important. It's interesting that Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his many tshuvas that he wrote about Eruvin, so this tshuva is regarding the Detroit Erev. It's in Eruv Chaim, it's Chelik Hay, and it's Simin Chavtes. Rav Moshe wrote tshuvas about the Flatbush Erev and the Manhattan Erev and the Kew Gardens Hills Erev. And there's many different tshuvas that Rav Moshe wrote, Vadvar Matikin, the Inkam Agoymoy. But this tshuva in particular, he was discussing a specific Erev, the Erev in Detroit. And he goes through the different nuances. And either way, it seems that the Askonim in Detroit, they were telling Rav Moshe that, you know, this is something you're supposed to do. I mean, it doesn't say that they quoted the Tshuvas Chacham Sofer, but it's a Tshuvas Chacham Sofer. This is a Messiah. I mean, that's why the minhag always was that there was an Erev. So this is something that you're very much supposed to do. So Rav Moshe told him back that, I don't know if I agree. He says, "Vihine hodem etzina b'gemara erev and afsamaches." The Gemara we just quoted, where Rabbi Bar Chanan turned to Abaya and he was just taken aback. He couldn't believe it. Trei gavri rabbi, you have two great people living in this city, in this mavui, and you don't have. So he says, "This that you find amarti shahoyezeb b'mekoymei shloya efshabaloyze." Rami said, "I think that was once upon a time." Back in the day, this was something that was very, very important. Why? Toyitzrichin lahachalas abehemis. No one, you had to feed the behemis. They were not behemoths. Then you had to feed the behemoths. Where were the behemoths? Shalaharbi inchi, ha yahavsik bin abayas varefes. You had to go to the barn. And to get to the barn was going to involve carrying. Shayatzrichim lahavi lahamashat zrichim lahachid vashtil. They lo shayalem susan, the people that had horses. Harehutzrichulashkois and mehabeiros. You had to, needed a pasibirois in order to be able to take water out of the beiros. Shayurushosayachid, uloitziam lurachayev, shabaloi tikkun hoysakamalis. Vigamlet tsarech adam atzmoy hoyatzarech gadol. Why? Shayukosha lahachin naim kalatzarech. You didn't have a pantry, you didn't have a refrigerator, you didn't have a crock pot. Yeah, the food was all over the place. So for you to have to start schlepping food was a very, very big deal. He says that was something that was very, very hard. You don't have to. You have to start. Every day you have to go take food from your backyard. You can prepare for Shabbos before Shabbos and Misha Tarech, better Shabbos, Yoichel Shabbos. This is not something that's going to be a big deal. So Moshe says, I don't think this is Negei anymore. He says, yeah, once upon a time it was very hard to live as a functional person without carrying outside. So Memele, you were Mukhrach, you didn't have a choice. So with the Les Brera, you had to go ahead and make an Erev. He says, but today, I don't think it's a big deal. Then he said, there's another Cheshmin. Do we have an obligation to go ahead and be matzal all the people that are being Mechal Shabbos? Rachman ul-Son, you have so many Yidden that are being Mechal Shabbos. Put up an Erev like this. These people won't be Mechal Shabbos. So he says, Afshu dover toiv, but when he's saying to a rabbin, Sheka harbe yoivra avero, Shetikin the Erev in your mayitah yisurim, but he says, Lekel chiv lahafrish, Bishvim umorim amazed. He says, that's not something you have to do. That lochik of Shem Gamliel, he starts varfing Gemaras. You have no obligation to bail out a balavero. Yeah, someone that does a b'shoy gigo, but oinus, yeah, he doesn't know. He said, today everybody knows knows the halachas of Eitzah. There's no one you say, well, you don't know, you're not allowed to carry. Who doesn't know you're not allowed to carry? Everybody knows that. He said, Elamai, guy's doing a b'meisid. You're doing a b'meisid. I'm not a chroy for that person. So for you to go ahead and start making geruvin, that's not something you're supposed to do. Then he says that I heard today that there are many noshim that mitstaris harve. It's very hard for them to go outside with carriages and babies. He said, that he hears a little bit. So he says, I would call this an halacha a tzairach. He says, maybe even a tzairach gadol. So he says, go through the sugyas, and if you come out that you could be mekel a tzairach, I consider this a tzairach. Maybe a tzairach, but as it relates to the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer in Presburg in the early 19th century, that was very, very relevant. He says, you want to know today in the United States of America in the 20th century, he said, Ramosha, I don't think it's Nagei anymore. The circumstances changed, the Metzias changed. Once upon a time, you couldn't live without going to your backyard, which meant you were going to start. You had to have an Erev. It was very, very hard to function without an Erev. So there were good people that were going to end up doing Averis because of the fact there was no Erev. But he says, you want to know as it relates to today? As it relates to today, I don't think it's such a big deal. So you have this idea, just throwing another wrinkle, as it relates to the whole Erev and Shaila. You have the Halacha, which was the whole diatribe of the Mishkanes Yaakov. Then you have the Minig, which is what the Beis Ephraim was defending, or what many Gedolei Yisrael were defending. And then you have this other abstract idea, where there's an Inyan, you're supposed to have an Erev. You're supposed to have an Erev. So how do you, like, where does that come into the equation? So you're supposed to have an Erev, Memela what? Memela, you start saying kulas that otherwise in Halacha you wouldn't say. Like, how far are you supposed to take this? So again, this is one of the struggles when you're dealing with Erev, and there's so many moving pieces from a high level. Forget about when you start getting into the Rajbas and the Ritvas and the Rans and Rambans and trying to understand what all the Rishonim say.